Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BT Rahimfel! What a finish on his 11th home run! And Florida walks off Alabama!
This is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM from BetQL.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Eddie Gross, Joe Ostrowski, and Aaron Hawksworth here with you to preview the College World Series, which begins today all across the good old US of A. And we'll bring in Jake Hassan as well, because I know he has some hot sports opinions when it comes to the College World Series. And one of the teams that a lot of us are tailing, not just those of us here on the show, but I think across national punditry, is the Florida Gators. And perhaps the biggest reason why I like Florida, aside from the fact that they are 16th in America in WRC Plus at 125, and not just because they hit a ton of dingers, but they have arguably the easiest schedule among all of the host teams. Their regional is against Florida A&M, Texas Tech, and UConn. I don't really trust any of them to make this interesting. And then the other side of the super regional is the Columbia, South Carolina group, with South Carolina 15 seed overall, Central Connecticut, NC State. Campbell is a scary team just because, you know, you look at some of their advanced metrics. They are just outstanding. Second in America in WOBA and WRC Plus, top 50 in Sierra are the Camels. You know, you do have to make some strength of schedule adjustments for Campbell. But to me, that's the only team that I'm like extra nervous about as far as that super regional is concerned. But the path for Florida is why I'm loving the Gators here, Joe.
Okay, so the path is the biggest reason, because I find that interesting. Mm-hmm. Where both of you guys that follow this much closer than many is you both ended up landing on Florida as that team. So I mean, for you guys to say that there's value at 9-1, certainly something that I'm taking a close look at. Jake, how about you? How did you get on Florida here?
I mean, the stats speak for themselves, but it's the eye test for me too. Like, Florida was just a monster at home, on the road, at neutrals. Just the surface level stats, like, they popped to me right away. And then once you dig deeper, like Ed said, into the other numbers, it looks great. And also, like, what do we know about college baseball, especially? You always, always, always want to go to those teams in the South, especially the SEC. They always win. Yeah. They're so much better. They get the best talent. I mean, how often do we hear that the best talent that makes it to the majors comes from Florida or Texas or the Carolinas? So it's just, they pop to me. They have good history. I really like them. And we talked a little bit about yesterday. Everyone's going to want to look at LSU and clutch those priors. Florida was a longer shot team that kind of popped once the season started. I still think there's value on them at this number. And the path, their region is a joke. I mean, the super regional gets a little dicey to me because South Carolina, I think, has a huge offensive potential. Campbell was one of the best offensive teams in the country, but I still think Florida should be able to win the super regional as well. So I just, this team passes the eye test, especially, and they check every box for me.
Okay. Jake, would you agree with me that when it comes to college baseball, for those who aren't as familiar with the sport, the SEC is more dominant in college baseball than they are in college football?
100,000,000,000 X10, to use an Aaron Hawksworth term, percent. College baseball and the SEC is year after, because what do we do every college football season? Oh, the SEC, it's their year, here we go. And then, like, okay, it's Alabama and Georgia and everybody else is just kind of whatever, mediocre, way to go, participation trophies. SEC baseball is crazy. These guys care so much too. That highlight we played coming back was an extra innings Florida Alabama game in the SEC tournament, and like, I watched that game, it was crazy. And just like, the emotion that comes out in every college baseball game is awesome, and it's one of the big draws for me especially, but those guys care so much. Like, they put everything on the line. They want to win so bad in SEC baseball, and it shows in the college baseball tournament as well.
I think I was actually thinking about this, Ed, and I think it's a really good question, because you also have really good weather in that region, which you need for baseball, and maybe some of the football money in those schools has trickled over to the baseball programs in terms of recruiting and, you know, and all of that stuff, because you look at the odds and the teams in it, and like, none of these California West Coast teams where you used to have a Cal State Fullerton who was really good. Like, these traditional California West Coast baseball schools are like dead now. It's all ACC and SEC. It's, I think there's been a changing of the guard.
Yep. Look at the top seeds. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all there. Wake, Florida, Arkansas, LSU, Vandy. I mean, there's a reason. With that said, we got to do it a little bit at Lightning Bets, and I know a lot of people may have missed that, Jake, but you weren't here a couple of days ago when we started to talk about this with Ben Upton, but you like Clemson, not in an SEC school. Is that a value play, or you legitimately believe that they're just as good as these top tier teams, and a 25-1 is just too good to pass up?
So the first thing obviously was the price and their seed. They're the fourth overall seed and they're 25-1. That stands out. So then I was like, okay, let me look at this. I mean, they enter this tournament on a 16 game win streak. They're in great form, which we know in baseball especially matters how well you're playing. And if you get hot at the right time, you can ride that out to a deep postseason run. And Clemson has that right now. And also for me as well, I kind of like their path. In their region, I'm a little scared of Tennessee, but Tennessee is underwhelmed completely. Chase Dollander's been great. He's going to be a top 10 pick as a starting pitcher, but Tennessee underwhelmed a lot. They lost a lot of guys from last year, and it showed. And in the Super Regional, you got to beat Auburn or Southern Miss. I'm totally fine with that. Those teams have been up and down all year long, and they definitely were not as nearly as consistent as Clemson was at the end of the year. So then, you know, you get through the Super Regional, and it could go any which way. Then you're in Omaha, and you can go, anything could happen there. So at the price for the fourth overall seed with Clemson, I 100% like them a lot.
I'm with you that, like, Tennessee's scary. I don't trust Auburn at all. I think that Super Regional is going to be a stay away for me, just because, you know, Clemson,
it could get weird.
Yes, recent form is really good, but there are other teams that I could see pulling off an upset, but that's more of a stay away for me. The third Super Regional is something I want to talk about a great deal, because Arkansas is certainly the favorite to come out of Super Regional number three at plus 130, but that is the toughest Super Regional in the entire field. And to me, Arkansas offers very little value. TCU's recent form is really, really good. Iowa also has the same odds in one place at plus 550. I would like to make a case, though, for Arizona to come out of Fayetteville and win that Super Regional. 11th in America in WOBA and WRC+. Pitching is suspect, but I don't think anybody in that Super Regional has such strong pitching to where Arizona sluggers can't be the focal point here. Arizona and TCU late season surges, toughest regional in the country. Picking either should offer value. If you want to take the TCU route, that's fine. Certainly program history would help you with that, even though Jim Schlossnagel isn't there as the head coach for the Horned Frogs. But to me, Arizona at 10-1 to go to Omaha, I love that bet.
Let me ask you guys about long shots, because everybody looking for a long shot to make a run. Do you target the region, the super regionals down the board a little bit? Because we were half joking, but since it was, the name was brought up, we were talking about Indiana the other day, a 41-18 team, and they're in the Kentucky one, and overall they're the 12th, right? And we brought up Iowa at one point, and they're in with Indiana State as the 14th national seed. Do you look at that bottom half and try to look at threes and fours there where you can find some value where they would get out of those super regionals?
I think Indiana's kind of frisky. I think they could be kind of interesting. That they were a team that I was kind of looking at, and I know I missed it the other day, but they were a team that I was like, Indiana could be frisky here. And Kentucky has been good, and they've had stretches where they've looked great, but I think they're super beatable. And then you have to beat LSU, and that's tough. But if LSU, something weird happens, and they lose to, like, an Oregon State or something, and something weird happens there.
Go Beavers. Like,
I mean, this is not going to be chalk across the board. Something weird is going to happen somewhere. Things would have to go right. But Indiana is a team that's has a lot of veterans. They brought in a lot of transfers. It took a lot for things to come together because they had a lot of turnover over the winter and to get the season started. But I think they're a team that could be kind of frisky. I kind of like Indiana. I'm going to look for opportunities to play them on an individual game basis too. Starting tonight, that's right. A tease for Lightning Bets.
All right. And it was really interesting what Ed brought up about that TCU region, because that is a popular one. And you think they might not even advance once.
Mm-hmm. I will say for that region.
They're doing as of recent form. Yeah. Yeah, Jake. Yeah.
I will say Arkansas always turns it on every year when they get here. It's always like they're always right there. They are always a team. They somehow just make it through the Super Regionals and make it to Omaha every single time.
I want to ask you about Virginia. 39-1, Jake. They've got the experience. They were semifinalists in 2021. They can strike out a bunch of guys. They've got the pitching depth. They are a complete team. Obviously, this is more of a value play with a really good number, but what are you expecting from the Cavaliers?
Yeah, I mean, this hurts my soul because as soon as the bracket came out and I saw ECU in the same region as Virginia, audibly groaned. Like, I was like, come on. I had Reed Wallach DMing me, like, how are we looking? Like, what's our draw look like? And I was like, Reed, I hate to tell you this. It hurts my heart to be the bearer of bad news, but getting in the Virginia side is not great. Granted, ECU's still a good team. I still have faith in them. They could still definitely do something here. But Virginia, like you said, Aaron, is a complete team. They look great all year. Things could get wacky in this region, but at that price, I don't hate Virginia at all.
Super fast. One other team that I'm looking at here, Dallas Baptist. I think you can find them at 55-1. They would have hosted a regional had they won Conference USA. Instead, they're not. And smaller program, not hosting a regional, you fly under the radar a little bit. But as far as their advanced numbers, 8th in Sierra, and they can hit a lot of dingers. I think Dallas Baptist would be a great dingers play given their value. This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Coming up next, our MLB plays for today and the weekend right here on the BetQL Network. We'll be